today's class, what I am going to focus on. I had a sefer on my desk, and I was looking at that. It was a Sfas Emes, and just was looking at it. And for some reason, you know, in my brain, all of a sudden, Teferi Shlomo, goes off in my brain. Teferi Shlomo is a very famous, one of the great Hasidic rebbes from Radomsk. Radomsky was actually killed in the Warsaw Ghetto, but he was one of the great Hasidic masters, the Radomsky Rebbe. So for some reason, that the name of that sefer popped up into my head. I said, I'm going to look at the Teferi Shlomo. And I have a copy of the Teferi Shlomo. I'm going to read from it. And that's what I'm going to eventually focus on. Mipnei seva tokum. V'hodata pnei zokein v'yireisim alokecha ani Hashem. In the presence of an old person shall you rise, and you shall honor the presence of a sage. I am Hashem, your God. So this is the mitzvah of standing up for an elderly individual. And the Mefarshim basically say that's 70 plus. Some say it's actually 60. But most commentators say the age of 70, a person is supposed to rise out of their chair when they come by. Now, not when they walk into the room like Simon just did right now. We don't need to stay. And you're not 70, are you? You're not 70 yet? Simon, no?
Name
okay. Okay. So if a 70-year-old walks into the room, you don't need, but it is proper. It is proper. It's really a mitzvah to stand up. If in the presence, in the Dalai Lama's, in the 6 feet of someone 70 plus.
Yeah, but if you're 70 plus, then it's only.
You. Yeah. That no. I think it doesn't make a difference, right? And also for a Torah sage as well, for a Talmud Chacham, who's supposed to stand up. Lemaiso, I mean. People are very lax in this. It doesn't mean to say it's right, but it's proper, really. It is proper. It's a halacha. It's a din. I mean, that's what I do. I go like this. Now, I'm reminding myself also, this doesn't just apply to a Talmud Chacham, but it applies to anyone who's 70 plus, just to go like this. Like when the Rav walks into the, if the Rav walks in, I go like this. Like if he walks in, I'll do it.
At your son's wedding, he did it 70 times.
You know, well, literally, yeah, I saw.
They called somebody up.
No. So I saw an article this morning. There was an article. It was one of these halachic articles. And they were talking about this. That was the shaila they were dealing with at a wedding. When someone walks down the aisle of the wedding, when there's a rabbi being called up to give a bracha. It's interesting because it depending on the milieu and the situation, if this halacha is observed more or less, depending, I mean, it's not really, people all stand up at the wedding, by the chuppah, everyone, like the whole place stands up upright when someone walks up to the chuppah. But for some reason, that seems to be the way people do it, but that if someone walks in right now, they don't do it so readily. But really, the halacha is you're supposed to stand. You're supposed to rise out of your chair when either a person 70 plus walks by you, or a Talmud Chacham, or a Torah sage walks by. So that's a very important. So it teaches us the importance of kavod Torah. You know, we were talking about this on Sunday, last Sunday, about the importance of having kavod, the kavod of Torah. Without the kavod of Torah, we don't have Torah. But this is what the pasuk is referring to. So the Or HaChaim, one of the Mefarshim on the Chumash. Chapter 19, verse 32.
32.
So the Or HaChaim, the Or HaChaim is one of the Mefarshim in the Chumash. So he explains the pasuk just in terms of the technicalities of the pasuk. The pasuk says seva tokum. So the word save mipnei seva tokum. The word seva is translated as an old person, that's a saver. So because before an old person, tokum rise up, v'hardata p'nei zokein, and also give honor to the face of a zokein, now a zokein, they translate, let's see what the translation says, the presence of an elder, right? The truth is the Gemara says that the word zokein is a contraction of two words or an expression, zeshekana chochma. Zesh Akana Chachma, this one who has acquired wisdom. So this is what expands the word saver definitely means an old person. A zokein can mean an old person, but it can also refer to a Talmud Chacham as well. Zesh Akana Chachma, this one who has acquired wisdom, even if he's not 70 years old, even if he's 30 years old. Right? That's the halacha. If a Talmud Chacham, a Rav, a Rosh Hashiva is 40, 50 years old, you have to stand up for him. So that's covered by the phrase or the word zokein zesha kana chachma, this one who has acquired chachma. So the Or HaChaim says, quoting the Gemara, it says mipnei sevashu gadol b'shana. This is referring to someone who is 70 years plus. Tokum. Now the verse says tokum v'hardarta. If you read the words together, tokum v'hardarta, rise up and honor. Tokum v'hardarta, rise up and give honor. So because of the juxtaposition of those two phrases, rise up and give honor, it teaches us kima sheish bohida. Teaches us that the rising up, the standing up, has to be a standing up which has within it a sense of honor, meaning to say you don't do it in an unclean place. You don't need to stand up in a bathroom, for example. That's what it's not. One's not required to rise before an old person who's either too far away to notice or in a lavatory or bathhouse, as that will not accord him any honor, right? So that's one halacha. And then because the verse says, tokum v'hodarta p'nei zokein as well, p'nei zokein. So zokein is zeshekana chokhma, this one who's acquired chokhma. So he says, if that's the case, if really the verse is telling us you're supposed to stand up and give honor to both an old person and a chokhma, so then really the phraseology of the pasuk should be different. Really the way the pasuk should really read is this, before an old person, and before an elder, you shall rise, and you shall honor the presence of an elder and a old person. What is the convoluted way of saying it this way? The answer is, the Or HaChaim says, is because really it's alluding to the idea that, I'll read the words inside, shetzarach hadarga gadola b'kivat chacham, it requires a greater level of honor, because the word honor is going on, is referring more towards the one who's acquired wisdom, the zokein. Because a greater level of honor is required for him. A greater level of honor is required for the chacham, more than the kavod, more than the honor for someone who's old in years. For Hagam Shadan, even though the rabbis still expound that you have to still give honor to both of them, even to someone who's old, because the pasuk writes it this way, it's really bringing a greater level of hidur, of honor, to the zokin, to the Talmud Chacham. He requires more cover than the saver, than the elderly individual. Because telling us that the honor for the gadol in wisdom is greater than the honor given to the gadol in years. You have to give more cover to the Talmud Chacham than to the elderly individual. Both require covered and both require respect and both require to stand up for them. But it's important to understand that the greater covered is supposed to be given to the Talmidei Chachamim, the Chachamim, the Rabbanim, etc. in the community. But everyone requires covered. Everyone requires that covered, but that's what comes out of this pasuk. So that's the halacha. I mean, there's many more halachas to do with this, but that's as much as I'm going to speak about in terms of the halacha. But the Or HaChaim goes on to give another remez in the pasuk, a remez. What's a remez? A remez is, it's an illusion. It reminds us of a particular idea, Or HaChaim says. It reminds us of a medrash. This pasuk reminds us of a medrash. So we take things for granted. And I looked at this online as well, to caught my curiosity here. If you have a dog or a cat, right? Does a dog or a cat visually age so much? Like, is it easy? Can you tell when a dog or a cat is much older? Or is it, you sure? Is that
looking at him, you mean?
Just looking at the face. The face.
Yeah. Depends how long you're married to it.
So I looked it up online. It says like it's harder to distinguish age in an animal than it is to age in a person. I mean, you can tell who's old in a human being. I think the contrast in age of a human being is much starker than the contrast of age in an animal. There's no question.
It's also way more years.
Yeah, I mean, okay, right. But my goldfish, I could never tell if my goldfish was... So animals, animals don't visually age so much, right? But human beings, last I checked, we all age, right? I mean, I think it's true, right? So how come? Why do we age? Why do we show our age much more than animals? Why is that the case? So the answer is you'll tell me.
You know who to give honor.
You'll tell me that the way we know that is by because that's this, you know, biology, physiology. I'm not going to say the word evolution, chas v'shalom, but the origin obviously is Torah. It's all min hashamayim. It's from the Medrash. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon. Yehuda bar Simon said, Avraham tova zikna. It was Abraham, Avram, who requested of Hashem old age. Amar lefanov, he said before Hashem, Ribono shel olam, Adam ubeno nechnasen lemakom. A father and a son go into a room. Vein Adam yedeh lemi mechabed. No, but people don't know who to give honor to. People don't know who to give more honor to over the father or the son. You don't know. They look identical. They look very similar to each other. They look like they're the same age as each other. By crowning him with old age, by looking older, then people will know who to give honor to more than the other. So Hashem said to Avram, you've asked a good thing, and we'll start from you. We'll start from Avram Avinu. So therefore, from the beginning of the Chumash, the Adkan, until this point, In Parshas, Ein Kasev Zikna, the word Zikna is never mentioned in the entire Chumash up until this point. The word Zikna is old age, being elderly. I said before, it also means the one who's acquired wisdom, but it also refers to someone who's old as well. Just a quick reminder, turn your phones off. So ring is off, all your beepers are turned off. And okay, so...
You forget when you're old.
So he says, up until this point, the word zikna is never mentioned in the Chumash. The cave in Shomad of Avraham Avinu, once Avraham Avinu came onto the scene, Nasan le zikna, so, well, once he asked for this, so then he gave to him zikna, he gave to him the appearance of old age, Shanem, as it says, Avraham Zokain Baba Yamin. Avraham was old, he'd come in years. So he was the one, he asked for zikna, he asked for old age, and it was granted to him, in order to facilitate kavod in the world. It's an amazing idea. In order to facilitate kavod, respect, and honor in the world, he was the agent. He was the vehicle for bringing kavod into the world. It stands to reason because he's the one who began Torah in a certain sense. He began the whole journey of the revelation of Torah to the Jewish people. It all starts off with the Avos. So he's the one who's bringing Hashem into the world. He's bringing Kedusha into the world. He's bringing kavod into the world. So therefore, he asks for something that the people can know how to give kavod to, right? How to give kavod. And he was the ask for it. So I have to share with you, yesterday, I got an email a few days ago, earlier in the week, from one of these, you know, just sales emails, you know, just sending me an email if I'm interested in listening or finding out more about this online educational platform. This like online education where I could offer courses and classes to streamline things, to have video, to have, you know, to have slideshows and different things along with this. It looked interesting, and I went to the website and it looked like a good thing. So I figured, why not? I'll spend 20 minutes with the guy. So I had the appointment with him yesterday. So he gets onto the video call, and we're talking. He's showing me the whole thing. He's showing me different samples of different educators who are providing different types of courses and modules, et cetera. And it's all very well done. We've seen it all ourselves when you go to a class online or go to any kind of program online. But he's showing me one particular thing, and he's showing me how it works and how, you know, the person speaking on the screen, and then their voice is also being transcribed simultaneously on the side, so you can read it at the same time. And there's a little bit of video here, there. But I can tell you, I said, is that her real voice? So he said, no, it's AI, it's a simulated voice. But we can make your voice, we can take your voice, and we can actually, you know, we can learn your voice. AI can learn your voice. And then the actual thing that when you're giving the class, so what the idea is that I would give material into the program. I would write it all up. I'd write all the what I want to teach in text. Mm-hmm. And then the AI takes all of that text and then turns it into a real class with me speaking as well, and then visual aids and the whole thing. So I just write down the lesson. I write down all the material. I send it to them, and it gets converted into a whole real like classroom, like a real classroom online. You're listening to my voice even as well, right? So I thought, wow, it's pretty amazing. I said, but it doesn't seem like so. You know, it just seems so plastic. It seems so not real. Mm-hmm. So then he said, then he showed me another video, another, and you could even see the lady speaking on the screen, but I could tell, right? It wasn't really her. I said, that's not really her, is it? Like that, you're making her face move. That's what, because I know that's what AI can do, as we had that seminar on deep fakes. So he said, yeah, but that's okay. It's fine. It's, you know, people like that. I said, let me ask you a question. Do you really, you know, what would you rather listen to someone speak to you in person or listen or just watch something on the computer, listen to AI? So he says, for sure, AI. For sure. And he's a young guy. I listen to AI. I go on AI 2 hours a day. That's how I do all my learning. I learn from AI. It's expanded my knowledge. It's made me into a better person. He says, for sure, people want AI. People don't want people anymore. I said, let me ask you. I said, you know, it's all very nice. And then I made a facial expression to him and I smiled at him. I said, you don't get that from AI, do you? So he said, and he laughed. I said, you know why? Because there's no soul. He wasn't Jewish. He was actually Indian. So I said, yes, you know why? Because AI is just zeros and ones. It's just zeros and ones. I said, there's no neshama. I didn't say the word neshama. I said, there's no soul in AI. He said, human beings have a soul, right? He says to me, no. I said, you don't believe a human being has a soul? He says, no, I don't believe a human being has a soul. It's not scientifically proven.
Oh my God.
It's not scientifically proven. It's not, I said, in the realm of science, it's not demonstrated that there's such a thing as a soul. Mm-hmm. So what is he? He's just a very, very super advanced learning machine. That's what he is, right? Guess what his name was? Right?
Hello.
Haran. You didn't pronounce it that way. I saw on the screen it's Charan. That was his name, Haran. I thought, what a, you know, yeah, there's no soul in Haran. There is no soul in Haran. You're right. There's no soul because they're just machines. They're just machines. There's no soul in Haran. And that's why Avraham Avinu never left Haran. He left Haran because he had a soul. He had a neshama. He had a soul. He understood the wisdom and data. Wisdom is not data, or data is not wisdom. Because if data was wisdom, you'd have to stand up for a computer, right? You'd have to stand up for a computer too, because if that's all it is. If the data I have in my brain, that's what makes me. That deserves honor. No, what deserves the honor is the neshama. It's the neshama choosing and us choosing within ourselves to take that and to transform that data. So it's not just the data itself that we're standing up for. It's not just the acquired knowledge, the knowledge of age, the knowledge of whatever however we've gained that knowledge. It's taking that knowledge and turning it into and transforming it into our lives. That's because we have a neshama. So there's no neshama in Haran, but there's a neshama in Avraham Avinu. And that's and because he understood the neshama of life, therefore he wanted to make sure that it should be covered, it should be proper honor in the world. And that's why he asked Hashem that we should look older as we get older in order to give proper cover to the people who have learned more and transformed themselves with what they've learned more. Transform themselves, use their free will to change and to grow as they've gone in life to become older. I mean, we're all sitting here. We're not 20-year-olds. We're not 30-year-olds. We're at different ages. We've all gained a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom in our lives, whether it be through Torah or through experiential wisdom. But the true mark or the true covered of that wisdom and that knowledge is to what extent it's transformed us and made us into better people. Right, that's what covered it. That's the purpose of this mitzvah of rising and standing for a seva, for standing for an older person who's acquired that knowledge and transformed themselves because of that knowledge, or the Talmud Chacham who's much younger, who's also transformed himself and grown and exercises free will by virtue of his neshama to change and to grow, to come closer to Hashem. That's what deserves covered. Otherwise, we're just machines. We're just advanced learning machines, which doesn't require any covered. So the Or HaChaim says that because this medrash, right, says that Avraham Avinu was the one who asked for old age to look old. So he said, that's alluded to in the verse. It's alluded to in the verse. So he says, this is the pshat, this is the remez in the verse. Mipnei seva tokum, stand up for the elderly individual. Stand up for the elderly individual. And ubezen, through this, hardarta pnei zokein, you'll give honor to the face of the elder. Which elder? Avraham Avinu. Because he was the one who brought into the world the idea of old age, of looking old. Stand up for the old person. Now you know who the old person is that you can stand up for. Otherwise, you wouldn't have, without Avraham Avinu, you would never have known. So stand up for the elderly person, that because you now know who this elderly, you can see he's an older person. And through this, you'll be honoring the Pnei Zokein, the face of the elder. Who's the elder? Avraham Avinu. As it says, Avraham Zokin, Avraham was older, shall yada hayadav hazeh, because through him that this matter came about. This ability to be able to stand up for someone who's older is only because of Avraham Avinu. It's alluded to in the verse. Mipnei seva tokum, because of, in front of the older person, stand up, and thereby give honor to the face of the elder Avraham Avinu. Because it's to his credit that we're standing up for an older person. That's what the Or HaChaim says. But once we're talking about Avraham Avinu, and once Avraham Avinu is being alluded to in this pasuk, so the Tefer Shlomo takes it to a new level. So he takes it to a whole new level. So he takes it and he talks about it. He says that, first of all, so just put the pasuk on the shelf for the time being. We'll come back to it in a few minutes. But he says, Chazal say in the Gemara, HaKaveh Makum LeTefilaso, someone who makes a set place for his davening. If you make a set place, the same place you daven at all the time, Elokei Avram be'Ezra, the God of Avram is your assistant. Hashem, the God of Avram, will help you. As it says, V'yashkim Avram be'boker, because it says in the verse that Avram Avinu got up early in the morning and he went to the place, Asha'amachon, that he'd stood there before. Alluding to the idea, because the place he was standing at, so that's where Avraham Avinu went. So if you go to the place that you're standing at, you go to a regular place of standing, then you'll have the help of Hashem, the God of Avram, to help you in your tefillah. But what does this mean? What's the deeper idea of this? So he says the following. He says, we know it's clear in the Svarim, in the Holy Svarim, ki lepa'amim yavu la'adam, that sometimes there comes to a person, hisarus, an inspiration, for his lavas b'tefillah, and an enthusiasm and an inspiration in his davening. Pitom lehispala b'deveka, suddenly to be davening with a lot of attachment, a lot of connection. The ava and tremendous love. Sometimes happens. I mean, we have those moments when we feel very connected and the person has that inspiration. But yet, achakach, but afterwards, mistaklim. They all go away. That inspiration disappears. It doesn't go straight. We have inspiration, we feel connected, and then it suddenly goes away. The reason for this is happening is because there was a spirit, there was an energy which came down from on high, in order to show you the path of connection. You got that special siyata deshmaya, you got that special help, spirit from heaven, to give you that feeling of connection in your davening, but with reverence and with love. And you had that window, that spark of inspiration. And then it went away. The inspiration disappeared, just vanished like anything. In order that you should now work yourself, lashuv, to go back, lahagia, and to reach that bechinas of devekas, to go back to that, to go after the devekas again. It's a little bit similar to Pesach, night of Pesach, inspiration elevated, then we go down. Now we've got to climb back up again. We're given these windows. We're given these sparks of inspiration. And here he's speaking about davening. There are times when we get that inspiration on our davening. We feel connected. We feel it. And then it goes away. But the purpose of it going away is that we should now regain it ourselves with our own effort. Because those moments of inspiration oftentimes just come magically. They come from on high, as he said. Now we have to build it ourselves. V'zeh nikra gadlus rishon v'gadlus shein. It's called the expression, seemingly in Kabbalah, gadlish rishon, gadlish sheni, the first gadlus, the first greatness, and the second greatness, the first greatness being the greatness which is given as a gift, and then the second greatness is the greatness which we now acquire and we build up by ourselves. It has to be this way. There's no such thing as an aliyah, as a climbing upwards to Shemayim. There's no such thing as climbing upwards towards Hashem without the first being a light which shines down upon a person initially. This is the growth of all of the spiritual worlds and people as well. This is how we grow. We grow always based upon an inspiration which descends down from on high first, and then we climb up the ladder afterwards. For this reason, when a person experiences that inspiration, when you have that awakening, when you have that light shining upon you, feel it, it's incumbent upon you afterwards, you have to hold on to it, and you have to attach yourself to it, and work hard to now lift yourself up afterwards by yourself, by this light, to the light of life. In other words, don't just let it dissipate. When you have that inspiration, hold on to it tight. Hold on to it tenaciously. Hold on to it, and then climb higher, even when you're not feeling the inspiration, because this is what happens. You get the inspiration. You get the light. You feel it. You feel the connection, and then it goes away, and then you give up, and then you walk away. No, don't give up. Don't walk away. Hold on to it. You may not feel it at this moment. You won't feel it at this moment, but that's the whole point. The whole point is to remember and to remember and to connect to that light that you had yesterday, a month ago, on Pesach, on Rosh Hashanah. Hold on to it. Remember it. Let it be stored in your mind to now climb up, and then it will come back. You'll see. This is what Chazal say when they say, when a person makes a set place for his davening, you make a set place for where you daven. Because you need to now hold on to that spot where you had that inspiration. You have to hold on to that place where that inspiration was given to you. So there should always be, permanently, with Islavus, with an enthusiasm, you should always try to go back to that Islavus. Islavus is enthusiasm and energy. So you shouldn't fall afterwards down, God forbid. You may not be consistent, will be consistent, but hold on to that spot. Hold on to it to try to restore the hislavus, to restore the inspiration. You need to, through this light which was gifted to you from above, to hold on to it and to endeavor. Your heart should be there all your life. And anyone who does this, then the God of Avram will help you. The God of Avram Avinu will help you. Why Avram Avinu? Because Avram Avinu, you see, always we understand Avram Avinu. We said before he davened for old age, for it to look old. We know he's the pillar of Chesed. But another component, another dimension of Avram Avinu, the Zohar Kodesh tells us that Avram Avinu was always a person who was hishtadl lashuv ala makom asher amad shom. He always went back to the place he was at before. It says that he always would go back. He would always, even if he went away this way or that way, he'd always go back to the place he was once standing before. What does that mean? Lashuv alosa maila. He would always go back to the original level that he'd achieved, the madrega asher amad shom, the madrega that he was standing upon initially before Hashem. Even if he found himself drifting away, he found himself far away, he would always go back to the place where you were connected, go back to that place where you felt that the vacus. We spoke about this in the parasha of the Akedah, he says, and it says, meaning to say, he went back to that bechina, to that dimension, shahir beis, that he was at the time when Hashem spoke to him. And he was always going back. So the idea of be kaveya, establish a set place, and this applies to a set place for davening, that's what it was referring to initially, a set place for learning, have a special place in your house, a special place. That's your place. That's your makam. That's your makam of his auras. That's your makam of inspiration. That's your place of elevation. That's your place of devakas. And if you don't have it all the time, don't worry about it. That's your place. That's where you gained it before. And that's where you can get it again. it'll come back. It will actually come back. Just keep holding on to it, remember it, reflect about it, try to connect to it, and don't worry, the inspiration will come back again. But then the inspiration will go away, but it'll come back again. It will go away, it'll come back, right? You got to keep coming back to it. Always go back to it. Let it not dissipate. Hold on to it. What does this have to do with the pasuk? Right? What does that have to do with our pasuk? Remember, the Tefer Shlomo was inspired by the Or HaChaim because the Or HaChaim connected the verse to Avraham Avinu, and now he's launched off onto a whole other topic over here about Avraham Avinu. How does he bring it back to the pasuk? He said that's alluded to in the pasuk as well. That's also alluded to in our pasuk. He says this is what the pasuk means when it says Mipnei Seva Tokam. Now the simple pshat is in front before an old person stand up and honor a zaken, an old person, or a Talmud Chacham, but listen to how he reads the pasuk. He says, you can read the pasuk in the following way, just make sure your ringers are turned off. Inyan azeh musav al inyan tefillah. He says, the pasuk can also be understood referring to davening as well. This pasuk, which is talking about standing up for an elder, standing up for a Talmud Chacham, you can also read the pasuk that it's referring to davening. It's a lesson of davening. It's a lesson. It's a lesson in spirituality. It's a lesson in personal growth. As follows, it's referring to the tefillah of the Tzelusa d'Avram Saba. It's an allusion to the tefillah of the elder Avram Avinu, Shehu Bechina Zaken. He was a Zaken, as we said. He was the quintessential Zaken. He was the one who brought old age as a visual appearance into the world, as the Or HaChaim said. And here's how the verse can be read: Shemipnei. Now. The words say mipnei seva, which is an old person. But as we know, there are no vowels in the Torah, right? If you take the vowels out, the word seva could be read as shiva, which means to come back. So he reads it this way: mipnei shiva tokam. The word tokam is stand up. It also means like pick yourself up, right? Because of the possibility of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch is going to come back, tokem, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Mipnei Shiva tokem, for this, because of the possibility of the return of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tokem, stand up. This old day, but to be encouraged in your davening. Don't give up. Be encouraged in your davening. Le'ora b'china z'yicha shel Shiva, to awaken the dimension of the unification of Hashem through Him coming back to you. Even when you feel that that you're distant, you're far away, and you're not holding on to it, and you're confused, go back to the place, stay in that place where you davened before, and have courage and be encouraged about the fact that there's going to be a Shiva, there's going to be a return of the divine presence to you in that place. Shiva, coming back, and also the word Shiva, he says, are the letters of Shin Beis Yud Hei, Shav Yud Hei, you jumble the letters around, Shav Yud Hei. It says, God comes back. God, Hashem has come back. Shav Ka, Hashem has come back. Ka, Hashem Kodesh Baruch, Lashpil Lamata, to give it to pour down an influence down below upon you. That's part one of the pasuk. For Hadarta Pnei Zaken, Hadarta Pnei Zaken, which we translate is give honor to the face of the elder. You can read it this way. For Hadarta, the word Hadarta means to come back also. It also means returning, coming back. Hadarta Pnei Zaken, again, is Avraham Avinu. Keep bringing back the quality, the virtue of Avraham Avinu, that he would always go back to the place, even he always go back to the place that he had that inspiration. So tefillah bislava, so that tefillah should always be with an enthusiasm, with a love of the Avraham Avinu with you in that set place all the time. The vilti yipol menus, you never fall off from it. There's a yichud panim, so you should always have a yichud panim, a unification of the face of Hashem upon your face. So your tefillah should always be answered. But again, we read the pasuk, mipnei shiva tokam, because of the possibility that Hashem will come back to you. Be encouraged in your davening for Hadarta Pnei Zaken, and keep coming back like Avraham Avinu kept coming back as well, never leaving that spot and always holding on to that spot, always holding on, trusting and being encouraged and trusting that Hashem's going to come back and give you that inspiration again. That's how he reads the pasuk. That's a very, very, you know, unique, you know, understanding of the pasuk. But it's really, you know, it's a beautiful idea, very, very important message. we go through life, and there's a constant back and forth. Ruts of a shove. You go forward, you come back. You go forward, you come back. You know, growth is not linear. Growth is an up and down. And the key is to hold on to those moments. And a very, very practical way to hold on to those moments of inspiration is by always having the same place of davening, the same place of learning, and the same places, the same actions, the same things. Even when those moments are bereft of any inspiration, it'll come back. Mipnei seva, mipnei shiva tokam. Be encouraged by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come back. He's going to come back to you.